For those of you who are coming to be a part of a baptism for the first time, when I do a baptism, the sermon that I preach is actually a letter written to little Reagan, to the baptized. But I hope that all of you, as you hear me read this letter, will hear also words of encouragement to you and to all the baptized. And so grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dearest Reagan, you are a wonder. You are a blessing from God for your parents and for your entire family and for all of us. Today, we get to be with you as God blesses you and makes you part of God's family. Today, you are baptized. Now, I wish I could tell you that this would make your life simple and easy. I wish that I could tell you that to be baptized means that there are no more problems that will ever arise in your life. Unfortunately, I can't. Today, God will claim you. God will make you His daughter and promise His presence, His guidance, His wisdom, love, strength, forgiveness, and peace. Today, you will enter into the communion of saints, becoming part of God's dream for all the earth. Today, you will also continue to be human and sinful and tempted. Our lives look a lot like the reading we heard from Genesis today. Jacob was going to see his brother Esau, a brother whom he had cheated and tricked and ran away from. Jacob was concerned, wondering what to do, what to say, how to act and behave. You see, Jacob had always dealt from whatever strength he could manufacture when dealing with his brother. And his wonder was, do we have any more? And so as Jacob wrestled with that situation, Jacob was also wrestling with an actual someone that night. His concern over meeting his brother was made real in a wrestling match with an unknown adversary. As they wrestled, neither one of them had an upper hand until Jacob's hip was dislocated. So for his efforts that night, Jacob got a blessing, he got a new name, and a limp. Our lives, your life, Reagan, will have moments when we too will wonder how to behave, how to live, how to act, what should we say or do. There will be times when you will struggle with the world around you and the people around you, not knowing who is helping or who is hurting. And at those moments, I want you to remember Psalm 121. That's the psalm that's chosen for today. And it begins, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord. Reagan, our strength in those moments doesn't come from hills. Our help, our strength comes from the Lord. The God who will claim you this day, that is where we find the strength and the blessing from God. It doesn't come from us. It doesn't come from the world around us. That strength isn't going to come because of how cute you are or how bright you are. Our help comes from God, who won't let the world defeat you, who will watch over your going out and your coming in forever. That is the promise of your baptism. God will be your shade and your guard. God will walk beside you and help you always. Why? Because God loves you. Because Jesus Christ, our Savior, redeemed us all, and because that is what God chooses to do to you and to all of us. In today's gospel story, Jesus tells us that with God, we can always be in contact. We can pray always, bringing our needs, our troubles, our concerns, our joys to God in love. Jesus also tells us that God will care for us. Even when we don't deserve it, even when we are lost and left out, even when we have left others out, God's love comes to change our lives. Jesus lets us know that God wants to bless us. Sometimes that comes, like today, with water and the Word, with forgiveness and peace. And sometimes that blessing comes with a limp or a lump, as we have to learn all of our lessons. The truth, the grace, the hope that we have is that God wants to bless us so that we can bless the world around us. God is with us today, and God comes to be with you always. He will watch over you and all of us and all of creation. Together, we will become God's dream. We will build God's kingdom and share the love of God with the world. Reagan, today you die with Christ so that you may live with him, so that you may live with us, so that creation will live through the life that you share. Reagan, today you will be blessed. And that blessing may not leave you with a limp, but you will be marked. You will be marked with the cross of Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit forever. May this day be a blessing for you. May we be a blessing for you. And we can't wait to see you shine. Welcome to the family. Amen.